You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby, where you can engage with us via our website at cjsf.ca or on our social media, which is CJSF Radio on TikTok and Blue Sky, or CJSF Music and CJSF Talk on Instagram.
Talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam Nations. I'm your host, Nicole Hines, and I hope you're all doing well on this Wednesday, July 1st. To acknowledge the ongoing impacts of colonization and highlight First Nations people who are the original stewards of this land, this hour I am going to share the voices and sounds from Indigenous peoples to show appreciation today. Now, before I get into some music and interviews that I have shared a few weeks ago, I am going to tell you a little bit about an event that's happening today called Canada Together. It's happening at Canada Place. I just found out about it. And what I like about this event is that it has collaborated with representatives from the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And they've done this for over the past 4 years. And so from programming to the name and the theme itself, the day plans to create a welcome experience for all people who live in this country. The theme this year is weaving together the fabric of a nation, and that was chosen to honor Canada's diversity and Indigenous peoples and set an intention for the day to gather, celebrate, learn, and share. Weaving was a common activity across many cultures and served as a metaphor for the way that beauty, strength, and wisdom from the past could create something meaningful for today and tomorrow. This all-day free, family-friendly event will feature live music on multiple stages. There's going to be a citizenship ceremony welcoming new Canadians. There'll be the CN Family Zone and Expo 86 exhibit. There'll be an Indigenous marketplace and more. There's also going to be like performers, exhibitors, food trucks. It's going to be a vibe. And as a settler to this country, born to Jamaican immigrant parents in Toronto, which is the traditional territory of several nations, including Mississauga of the Credit, the Anishinaabeg, Chippewa, Haudenosaunee, and Wendat peoples, I definitely relate to the theme, weaving together the fabric of a nation, because weaving in Jamaica is a rich cultural tradition deeply rooted in West African ancestry and the Indigenous Taino heritage. So definitely connected to the theme this year. Now, as I mentioned, I do have some interviews that I have shared a few weeks ago that I'm going to reshare today. But I'm going to kick off our set of music with some incredible Indigenous artists. Starting off with JB, the First Lady, we are going to hear a track called Planting Seeds.
We let it breathe like we plant seeds like we let it breathe like we plant seeds like this. Let's go. Hey, yeah. God grant me time, I've lived 9 lives. Some days I didn't feel inspired, now I'm all smiles. On fire, realigned, so I see the signs. Reading the unseen like a manual to paradise. The fear of dice throw, no more. I
can feel my life flow. I can feel his rays when the lights low. Might slow down on the mic, I will not go. Every time I think the gig is over, there's an encore. Do you want more? My roots run deep and wide, down to that living water inside. I got an overflow, here comes the rain, but my hope floats. Friends, folks, and strangers all attest to what I wrote. No joke, peep my life story. I am just a walking testimony of the grace he has bestowed on me. Fear is real, faith is the muscle I build. Give me the strength to move mountains and I will, yeah. Feel the spirit, people are reborn through it. I am not your savior or the answer, but a conduit. Lost and found in the music, all of y'all know the truth. When you hear it, your soul will lead you to it.
Yeah. Let the beat go. Plant the seeds like, come on. If you do the math, you're on the right path. Everything is everything, natural law. Still strong after all the wrongs. We still sing victory songs. Never disappear, we're here. Strong heart, mind, and spirit. Baby, be great and fearless. Ask question in stillness. Take a deep breath, manifest. You'll never be without. In time, it will work out. Build up your spirit, all my nations, all my relations, strength and foundations. POC is the key, it's in the trees, it's in the breeze. Connected, yeah, and me, it's not complicated. Defend the sacred waters in the land, it's all part of the plan. So many teachings, so many meanings, so many feelings, creating life while we're dreaming. Women are supernatural beings, crashing all through the ceilings. Our lyrics are healing. E.T., J.B., Missy D., it's all going down, it's all going down.
We let it breathe like, we planting seeds like, we let it breathe like, Missy D., talk about gardens while we planting some of the seeds. Talk about the way you and I live and breathe. Little bean, little seeds, what you want me to do? Talk about the real you and the real Bruce. Don't worry about it, you know that you got me. It's more than a harmony, feel the air we breathe. TLC, our lives flow like waterfalls. Don't go chasing them dollars, lie. So plant your feet, talk to the ancestors, high and low. It's not the amount of shows, amount of gold. Water your seeds and watch it grow. Respect to our youth and our elder folks. I sang it to you, you a daughter, a soul. I plant seed in these rhymes, let it yield and so forth. Melodies fade, melodies made. Back to summer days. Take me back, back to a time. Back to the future where it blooms and the lines. Home is where I belong. Rise up to the voices in this song. Rise up, and listen up. Are you the token of the art, or you've come really far? Change is what we are, you can take this apart. The seed is in you, planted from above, but we downer people. I said, the seed is in you, planted from above, but we downer people. Grow, go, grow, go, grow, go.
I wish I never met you. What would be worse? The sleep I lose without you. Or if we never were, it's been a few years, but I can't get you out of my head. Oh, I'm tired of all these regrets. You were my dream, and now you're my nightmare. Can't fall asleep, cause you could be right there.
Mi'kmaq fi song. Imsit nogama are my relations. Guanu de.
Fan of industrial and have been trying to find smaller artists? Have you only heard of Nine Inch Nails and are looking to get further into the genre? Maybe you're like that guy I met in my lecture who hadn't even heard of Linkin Park. No matter where you're coming from, Wire Nerve is the show for you. 1 hour of all kinds of industrial, from Throbbing Gristle to Godflesh to Frontline Assembly and more. Tune in Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
Mexico, I go. I'll have, I don't. 짠 스키누의 신의 위산 내 대화로 해 가다시키지 네 익숙해라 마옥 네 위와 마옥 안구나 하가 배수에를 미치 기세망도 안구나 하가 배수에를 미치 기세망도
와이야
Welcome back to Intravenous. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And we heard some incredible music. I hope you enjoyed it. I am just going to go through some of the songs that we heard in this first set. We kicked off the set with a local talent, JB, the First Lady, with their track Planting Seeds, and that was featuring Eternia as well as Missy D. And Missy D has also been interviewed here on CJSF not too long ago, so I might just replay our conversation in the coming weeks. After that, we heard from CB with the track Nightmare, and following that, we heard from Asiva with the track Pika Tika featuring Kit. And then we heard two tracks from T-Cloud. The first one is called Feast Song. And then the second track that we heard from T-Cloud is called, let's see, what was it? Oh, Heading to New Mexico. So again, I hope that you enjoyed some music. And now I'm going to get into a conversation that I had recently. And the conversation I had was with Paisley Hogenrad from Indigenous Tourism BC. Now, since we are officially in summer, if you haven't made summer plans yet, I think that this interview will stir up some ideas and give you some things that might be fun to do this summer. So let us take a listen to my conversation. This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM, and I want to let you guys know that I'm really looking forward to my chat with my guest today. Basically, as we all know, the weather is getting warmer, and what that means for me personally is I start to think about places that I want to visit for vacation, and also I'm really big on staycations, so I do like to look about like what's going on in BC. And so I'm super, super excited to chat with my guest today because I think there is going to be a really great conversation about some interesting things that we can do, especially if we didn't already know. So I have with me Paisley Hogenrad. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Welcome to CJSF, Paisley. How are you?
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, Paisley, I'm wondering if you could just introduce yourself before we kind of get into some questions that I have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you. So my name is Paisley. I am Liquido, a member of the Weebacum First Nation on Vancouver Island, which is known as Campbell River. I also have mixed European ancestry. I was born and raised in White Rock, BC, and I currently reside in Vancouver on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. And I work as the Travel Media and Stakeholder Engagement Coordinator at Indigenous Tourism BC.
Welcome. Thank you so much again for joining me. I am curious, could you talk a little bit about Indigenous tourism BC, especially, you know, for listeners who may not have stumbled on your organization as of yet? So please give us a bit of, you know, walk us through. If
yeah,
you don't mind.
Absolutely. So Indigenous Tourism BC, which I'll also call ITBC, it's a nonprofit stakeholder-based organization. So we work in really close partnership with Destination British Columbia. And our role is really to help grow a sustainable and culturally rich Indigenous tourism industry. So we provide resources, training, networking opportunities, experience development, and marketing for Indigenous tourism individuals or communities who are already in the tourism industry or looking to start a tourism business.
Okay. So as a person who is not in the space, would I be able to go to the website and kind of like get ideas?
Oh, yes.
Hey.
Yes. Our website, indigenousbc.com. We have all of our listings of the businesses that are members with us on there, the visitor-ready businesses. There's about 300 different ones.
Wow.
And you can navigate around the website by accommodation, by type of experience, however the search works best for you. And we also have some wonderful stories kind of written out as blogs that describe different parts of the province and what kind of experiences you can expect.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, I am, you know, curiosity all throughout this conversation. Has there been an experience that you've been on recently that you'd like to share, you know, to kind of give us an idea as of something that, you know, we can experience as a listener?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So I actually had an incredible opportunity recently to visit Haida Gwaii.
Nice.
And I visited many amazing Indigenous tourism businesses there, like the Haida Heritage Center and Haida Gwaii Museum. One of my favorite parts of the trip was getting to go on a Haida-style expedition.
Ooh.
So, yes, this is a Haida-owned business. It's a Haida family-owned. And it's actually the only Haida tour company that takes you into Guayanas National Park.
Wow.
So it's a really incredible opportunity. And to go with Haida guides who have the cultural storytelling and the family connections, it really enhances the experience. And it's really, really special. You visit Haida village sites and, yeah, just learn directly from them, which is just an opportunity you wouldn't get with any other tour operator.
Mm-hmm.
We're out on the water. We didn't see any whales, but,
aww,
you know, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. We saw some seals, birds, you know, it's just a lovely, incredible experience. And there are different tour operators that take you out, you know, for cultural storytelling, whale watching, bear viewing, all over BC, really.
I love to hear that. And I, again, curious, just hearing about this incredible experience, are there like a lot of experiences to choose from? Would you say? I know this pretty much covers the entire province, right?
Sure.
But I feel like if you're not connecting to the community, I'm wondering if people are not even aware. So I already know the answer, but I'm just asking, you know, is there a lot to choose from?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the word tourism is so broad.
Yes.
There is anything from an Indigenous-owned gift shop to
right.
a cafe
right.
to a museum, you know, something bigger like a wilderness lodge, a
right.
hotel. It really expands the whole breadth of anything you could look for.
Right. I love the fact too that you even included hotel, because I think that is, I know that I've seen it. I mean, I've lived in Alberta as well, so like I've had the opportunity to